Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of the WorkingMusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I am proud to present live music to Westchester. It's actually one of my dreams. Actually, my real dream is if I was playing on the show, but I got to settle for just talking a little bit and then enjoying the music on the side of the stage.
Well, we appreciate that.
Special guest today, the Christopher Robin Band. Yeah. Now, is that your real name, Christopher Robin?
It is. It's my parents' fault. When I came out, I couldn't speak yet, and so I had no say in the matter. And so it just...
Did they name you after that Loggins and Messina song?
You're the first person to hit it on the head, not say, you know, the Winnie the Pooh stories. But yes, they were Loggins and Messina fans.
Were they really?
Yeah, and that's where it came from. So.
Yeah, I always hated Winnie the Pooh, but I love that song.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, when you have kids...
Yeah, you're inundated with it. You got more Winnie the Pooh than you can handle.
Then you can, right. Yeah, more Aladdin, more Tarzan, more anything. Okay, so your third record.
Yes.
Truth.
Yes. The third installment of this wonderful adventure. You know. So
as we turn the back over.
Right. Maybe even open it up. Since
open it up. I gotta wait for the signal.
Let's get crazy with this.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, I got the book.
Oh, look at that! My little brother over there. He did all the graphic design work, so I'm very very proud of him. And the album was amazing. We have Santana's bass player on there. We have two,
which one?
We have Benny Reitzfeld, who's been with him since 1989 to the present day. And we have two of Sting's backup singers, Tuatha Dé and Janice Pendarvis. And then we've got our wonderful players. So it was a great experience.
Quickly introduce the band, starting with...
We'll start over here on stage left. We'll change things on up. This is Mr. Stephen Addabbo, Grammy-nominated producer and engineer, and just a wonderful all-around guy and musician and songwriter. We wrote three of the songs on this album together. Next to him, we've got Mr. Tommy Nagy, sporting the... You guys have a little fedora group going on.
Fedora finish going on. Yeah. I forgot mine.
And next to him, we've got the tallest member of the crew, Mr. Trevor Cohen, over there on bass. She's not usually that short, but when she stands up, Mrs. Stephanie Harrison.
That much taller.
and what are we doing first? So Miss Stephanie. And then over there, my little brother, Trevor Taylor Silvestro. So we have the same last name, we just don't have the same middle name. So that's how that works.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to let you guys just play. I so much enjoyed your last set. I'm enjoying your record. And like we said last show, my girlfriend liked it. That's like Mikey liking food.
So. Right. Now, do you all drive while listening to it? Because that's what I can
No, like. I don't like to drive.
No? Okay.
We eat dinner and listen to it.
Well, there you go. That's great.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't like it when I put Iron Maiden on.
Yeah. First, the digestion, you know.
You know, and unfortunately, she's making me go to bed to Celine Dion lately.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, that'll put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, give you nightmares.
Well, I appreciate you having us on the show
okay. Okay, let me get off without. Okay, let me go around you this way.
Yeah, you all ready to do a little desert road?
No offense to Celine Dion, I love you.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, we don't have enough time to tell about my one evening with Celine Dion. Well, that's another time.
Well, you got a kid, right?
No. No, this is a life by design. You can't have a kid until you stop being a kid.
Hold me
Jackson Bay. I always find myself returning to San Francisco, so hence this song.
Here's the first song I wrote when I got down to Nashville.
We can do this.
Almond Chain?
No.
Singing songs, Leapers Fork, and then Almond Chain.
I feel this place from home.
about it.
All right.
Let me get behind you. Sounded like a suspiciously like a medley to me. You're stepping on my cable.
Yeah, that's
can you hand him the chair, please?
That was called a fiddle tune. So that's thank you. That's a fiddle tune that I wrote about a spot that I lived in Tennessee called Leaper's Fork. So yeah.
Cool. Very nice.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's amazing. I don't get to hear a lot of that kind of guitar playing.
Right.
Except when I watch, CMT television or GAC television.
Right, right.
Which I do all the time.
Yeah.
Just saw the awards the other night.
Okay.
Yeah. They're pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
They're pretty bizarre. But you guys floor me. Really, really, really good. We don't have much time, but in this fragmented, segmented world we live in, where do you see your music getting played?
Well, it's a very college festival. It's got its niche, and it's almost like in between. I lived with Greg Allman for some years, and so there's an aspect of our show that has got the Allman Brothers, kind of sound. I learned from bluegrass players, and so all that with the jam band scene and the festivals and the colleges and theaters, it's niche. It's high energy, so folks can really dance to it and do their thing. WFUV friendly.
Okay.
What I mean? So it's that kind of it's.
I could hear it maybe on the Peak, the Peak radio station.
Yeah.
I don't know if I hear it on that 101.9.
No, well, I mean not the selection that we.
No, not CD one. There's a new rock station. That's
right.
Like the new NWFM.
Right. Right. Right.
So.
Oh.
Yeah, it's I don't want to say it's cerebral music, but it's definitely if you pay attention to the lyrics and you pay attention to the melody, they both stand out on their own, and that's what I strive for when writing. So,
do you see a future in country radio?
I the way the country is these days, I can't see why not.
So. Awesome, man. Well. You rock the show, man. It really sounded great.
I appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, well, we'll get you back another time. And next time, now that I've heard you, we'll let you graduate to the electric.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you, Roger.
Let you spank the loud instrument.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
See you soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
That's a
good deal. All right.
Great job, people.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
Joe, thank you very much.
Sir, the longer I do this show, the less I talk on it. And I think that's because the bands are getting so good.
I gotta learn that play. Someday.
There's a lot of good stuff out there. Definitely.
Does anybody have cards they want to give me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sounded good.
Thank you.
Sorry, guys. It's totally... Blue chunks on Leaper's voice there.
Hey, do you have any voice talent here? Like voiceovers? Do they do recording commercials or?
I don't know. You could ask Rita back there.
Okay.
This
is mine.
Trevor Cone. Oh, the Cone brother. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a card?
Yeah, but it's got got the wrong number on it.
We've got his info. We can.
Here's my card. Just ignore the number.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. And you're going to send me all the info.
Yep.
And you're going to email me with the stuff. I'll gladly put it on the website.
Sure.
I've been Absolutely. Wanting to do it, it's just I never drive that way.
Yeah, no problem. It definitely makes things easier. I mean, that's like anytime a band is going someplace, their number one concern is where do we load in?
Well, this place is impossible.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
So what I heard was I kept telling him what to do over and over again.
Yes, mine.
Eva. Yes.
So the story is if you want to purchase the DVDs, you get two DVDs for $25.
Okay.
You speak to someone back there.
Okay.
I highly recommend it because then you take the DVDs, and if anyone knows how to use a Mac or a regular computer.
Yeah.
You can pull the songs and make them ready for YouTube.
Right, cool.
And if you do that, let me know, and then I'll link them on my site.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah, we'll definitely talk to somebody about that.
I have
a
video.
Have you not seen her flipping on video? It was pretty damn good.
Oh, you do that? Did you do that kind of thing?
I'm a jill of all trades.
I learned to film that.
I was filmed on
my phone.
Did you have PE for that?
I got one. Rita expressed interest in it.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Is that okay?
That was great.
Oh, I knew they were
this
really
is
good.
A, definitely a driving CD, like a driving music CD.
When you listen to a CD, it's exactly like an episode.
Okay.
I mean, they're really a loud rock band, and I didn't let them come in the way they wanted to come
in.
Because it would have been Skinner, basically. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
I got to figure out how to be more aggressive in getting them to just, like, set up.
I mean, normally you would have been set up by 5:30
to
42, but they
did
get here a little later.
Well, Gary did. Sound check. And then they jumped on stage.
There you go.
There it is.
This is the knife, and this is my stuff.